اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله، السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة الزهراء، السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين. Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you and thanks for joining us again.
Assalamu alaikum.
So, inshallah, in this session, we will continue through the lesson Al-Mad that we explained. We practiced how we stretch the sound, how we, for how many counts we stretch the sound, yes?
Yes.
Let's practice some examples with natural Mad, okay? Surah Maryam, that you already have opened the Quran and you are on Surah Maryam. So, let's recite this surah a little, okay? There are some examples for natural Mad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
شيطان الرجيم. ألف مد. Okay. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ما. Okay. What is it?
ما.
ما. Example for.
كاف ها يا عين صاد. كاف ها يا عين صاد.
أحسن. ها يا. Oh, examples, right? For natural mad.
Yes.
So remember, just whenever you have alif maddi, waw maddi, and yai maddi, that's all about natural mad. If there is no hamza after. Okay.
Yes.
ذكر رحمت ربك عبده زكريا.
ذكر رحمت ربك عبده زكريا.
عبده. واو مد. The tiny واو or baby واو. Do you see that?
Yes.
So this
yes.
is واو مد. So this is natural.
I have a question. So yes. why didn't they just put a dhamma or واو? A big one.
Why they don't put a
dhamma or a waw instead?
Because that is not part of the word. If they put a waw, a dhamma, waw after ha, in complete waw, okay? It means that abdahu ha has another letter with it, waw. But that's a wrong word. Okay? This is just for like beautifying the letter, okay?
But it still has the same sound.
Yeah, the same sound. But it doesn't have that letter. There is no extra letter, okay? Just extra sound we have. No problem, okay? Good question. But if we put a waw, a complete waw, it means we have added a next letter to the word while it's wrong, okay? That's the only letter it has. So only the sound we stretch. We said that tajweed is all about?
Beautifying.
Sound. Beautifying sounds, okay? Of or recitation.
Yes.
So, next ayah. Zakariya,
yeah.
Although it has a mad on the top, yes.
Yes.
It means if you connect it to the next ayah, like this. عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. This way, if you connect it, you prolong the mad, okay? You apply the rule of the mad. But when you make a pause, okay? Inshallah, we'll study. This is mad al-'aridun lis-sukun, okay? We apply the mad, okay? And because we stop here, we make a pause. We just, apply the rule of natural mad instead of the complete mad, okay? Natural mad. Where's alif mad?
When we join them?
Inshallah, in mad, arid lisukun, I will tell you that, okay? Inshallah. So, next ayah. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا.
إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا.
You will also learn, okay, that when you should prolong it for four counts, for six counts.
إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا.
And you will inshallah learn, okay, how to apply the rule of mad with six counts or four counts, okay, and in the next types of mad you will learn this. So next ayah, qala. This is example for natural mad. Qala,
qala rabbi inni wahana al-'azm minni. قال رب إني وهن العظم مني.
Great. قال إني مني. Three examples for natural mad.
واشتعل الرأس شيبا. واشتعل الرأس شيبا. وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا. وَلَمْ أَكُنْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا.
أحسن أحسن ما شاء الله. So we have many examples.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا. الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا. ورسول الله معلمنا. هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا. ورسول الله معلمنا.
Now let's go for the next type of mad, okay? Mad al-badal we have. Mad al-badal, it means like there is a hamza before mad letters. Suppose alif maddi, okay? Alif maddi, there is a hamza before. This is a sound. Even if hamza it is, okay, it has the a sound. Only the name is, if there is no hamza, it was natural mad. Yes?
Yes.
Also, if there is Hamza and then Alif Maddi, we have Hamza plus Alif Maddi. How do you read it? That's easy.
Sir?
The same as natural mad it is.
Like in Fuad, there's a Hamza on the top of Wow.
Wow, Fuad. Fuad. Okay? But in Persian, we call it Fawad with Wow, yes? In Arabic, it's Fuad. Yes? So, let's practice this example.
بِآيَاتِنَا. بِآيَاتِنَا.
This is Hamza plus Alif Mad. Tina Noon plus Alif Mad. So the Hamza plus Alif Mad is called Maddul Badal. But the Noon plus Alif Mad is called natural Mad. Maddul Tabi'i. Yes, natural Mad. Okay? So, only the names are like this, okay? In Tajweed books, if you refer to the Tajweed books, okay, the names are like this. But the examples or the way you pronounce for two counts, the same as natural mad. Yes?
This mud that you said now, it was the alif should after hamza?
Okay, yeah. The alif mad should be after hamza. Okay. In natural mad, we said that if there is no hamza after.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
After. Because if there is a hamza after that, inshallah, we'll say this is in next type of mad, okay? We have, for example, here in mad wajib, okay? Mad wajib muttasil. Or mandatory joint mad, you'll study, okay? That hamza, if hamza is like part of the word, we apply one rule. If it is not a part of the word, we apply the next rule, okay? We'll study this. In natural mad, if there is no hamza after the alif maddi, or after the waw maddi, or after the yai maddi, natural mad you apply, okay? But if there is a hamza, okay? A hamza. After the waw mad, the alif mad, the or yai mad, inshallah, we'll say how we apply the rule, okay? In mad, the wajib, and mutasil, okay? So, this mad al badal, we practiced. Let's practice two more examples. Ra'ahu. Fara'ahu. It's not on the Quran in this surah, okay? Fara'ahu.
Fara'ahu.
Okay. Starts with, it has a hamza plus alif mad. This a sound, it's very easy.
For two counts.
What a big name it has. What a simple rule it has. Yeah?
Yeah.
Fara'ahu. A sound.
All of them have a long.
Yeah, a longer sound. Yes.
Just but the places are different.
Yeah. The conditions are, the cases are different, and also the beats or the counts are different sometimes. So these are for the two counts, okay? But inshallah, in the next types of mad, you have four counts, five counts, six counts.
Do we have eight counts?
If you want to stretch the sound, you can prolong it for 100 counts.
If there's a mad, we can prolong it how much we want.
Sometimes it is like this, if you want to beautify, but you should not beautify that much, okay? That it gets worse than worse, okay? And also, for example, you want, the way you want, sometimes, yes, you want to stretch these kind of sounds. No, some of the reciters, they recite this way, yes? They prolong, they beautify, but they understand where they beautify, what word, okay? What letters they have to stretch the sounds with. So, let's get to another example. Repeat. One more time.
Bi-ayatina.
Fara'ahu. Great. And al-ayah. Okay. The next type of mad is mad al-iwad. Mad al-iwad. It means the substitution mad, okay? It means we change this mad. Sometimes it means this mad is applied here because of a change. Do you remember in Tanween, it's all about Tanween Fatha. For example, you have Ma'an. When you stop here, Ma'a. This mat. This is called Maddul Iwad. It means the substitution mat or the changing mat, okay? The replacement. It is the substitution for Tanween Fatha. So a mad or Alif Maddi, which is used instead of fathatain or tanween fatha, it is called maddul iwad. Iwad, okay?
So it you does play football, only you work say, on fatha?
Yeah.
It does only work on fatha?
It has to do with fatha, yeah. Tanween fatha.
Waw maddi on waw tanween.
No. It's all about tanween fatha. Tanween fatha, okay? Not tanween kasra, tanween dhamma. No, tanween fatha. You play football, sometimes you say, okay, in Farsi we said, Tawiz kun, okay? Yes. You tell the coach, okay, you have to sub me, okay? It means Tawiz kun man, okay? Yeah, substitution. Okay, so substitution, ta'awiz means you change, you replace the players, yes? So here as well, you replace tanween fatha to?
Yes.
Alif maddi.
Yes.
Alif maddi. That's very easy.
Simple.
So maddul awaz means this. Awaz means you change, okay? And you replace tanween fatha to alif. Alif mad. Let's practice some words.
These type of mad are end of the verses?
No, it can happen
between.
Between the verses.
Okay. So what about the words?
At the middle of the verses, the beginning. Kaf, ha, ya, ayn. This one.
Can be anywhere in the word.
Verse. In the world or in the word?
I said word.
Okay, yes. In the words, yes. It can be anywhere. Beginning and last. So let's practice some words, okay? And then we'll take a break. We'll come back. So, turaban.
Turaban.
Okay, stop here. For example, you're stopping here, okay? The ayah finishes, you stop here. Turaba.
Turaba.
Okay. Amran.
Amran.
Amra.
Amra.
Saffan.
Saffan.
Saffa.
Saffa.
Sabhan.
Sabhan.
Sabha.
Sabha.
Alam naj'alil arda mihadan wal jibal. Like this. You recite, yes? Mihadaw. Tanween fatha it is. But if you stop at the end of this ayah, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. This tanween fatha is changed to alif.
These examples are from Surah Al-Adiyat?
No.
No, Surah Al-Naba. Inshallah, we'll study. So, thank you so much. That was about mad iwad, mad al-badal, mad natural mad, and these things. Inshallah, in the next session, stay with us. We'll go through the next types of mad, okay? Ready to go?
Yes.
Ready to take a break?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraja. أين الحسن أين الحسين أين أبناء الحسين أين الحسن أين الحسين أين أبناء الحسين أين الحسن أين الحسين أين أبناء الحسين In solidarity the heavens and earth will grieve divinely pure ones oppressed in tyranny sacrifice their lives for truth and unity equality and freedom for humanity these are the sons of the one that God calls An-Nur As-Sirajan These are the masters of the youth of paradise who gave their lives to guide us on to the right.